Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean.
How are you feeling? Because you were out of action last week.
Yes, I've had some interesting trials, but I'm doing pretty well. But hey, it's a special, special day today.
Is today National Dog Day?
It is.
So what does that mean? Do our dogs celebrate with presents and birthday cakes and all that sort of stuff?
Well,
or what happens?
We do encourage it. So let me give you a little bit of...
You can't encourage dogs to have birthday cakes. Surely not.
Well, you can make special cakes for dogs.
You can, that's true.
This day started back in 2004, and it was started by an animal activist called Colleen Page, who was very focused on dogs in welfare centres and also the RSPCA, and hopefully getting people to focus on dogs that already have a life and just need a new home. And over the years, it's broadened out to incorporate assistance dogs, service dogs, military dogs, and not only that, but our beautiful companion dogs that we have at home and we love with a passion. So the whole day is designed to take a moment out to honour and respect our canine friends and the good that they provide in our lives and in our families. So take some time today to maybe take your dog for a walk or a special cuddle or a special treat, but I wanted to share a story with you today, Sean, about a beautiful moment in time that I witnessed that changed how I saw dogs forever. As you know, we train assistance dogs, and we had a little girl from interstate with her autism, she had a lot of anxiety. And when she would go out into public spaces, that anxiety would rise to the point where she physically lost the capacity to walk.
Really?
So her brain would switch off her motor areas, and she just couldn't walk. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, as that intensity rose, that anxiety, she would start to peel the skin off her lips. So you can imagine it, the internal trauma. So this family comes for their assistance dog, and we go down to Hargrave Moor, and it's about day three of the training program, and we have to really encourage the mum and dad to just put this little girl down and let her walk with the dog. For the first time in that four-year-old's history, she walked with that dog, and once we saw that obviously she was getting a little bit anxious, and she buried her head in that dog's neck, and then she came back up again and she started to walk. Now, since then, she's been to a Wiggles concert, she's been to an aquarium. That little girl has been all over the place and been able to do something that before she couldn't, join our community. So that's a really beautiful point in time where I realised there is so much more to dogs than just being able to go and get the ball. And if we can see the beauty that they provide in our world, we are richer for it, and they're a blessing to us, and let's love them specially today.
So what sort of dog was it, Joe?
A Labrador.
A Labrador. And how long ago was this?
This was about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And since then, this little girl also had trouble toilet training. So she had an anxiety about the toilet as well. So we had to get creative, and her assistance dog would come in with her, and she would just gently stroke the dog with her toes, which helped her decrease her anxiety. And she was able to go to the toilet, which meant she was able to go to school, which meant her whole life has changed. And she's just recently gone to her very first birthday party.
Fantastic.
So she's going from strength to strength. But that's how amazing dogs are.
It's a great story. So does the dog live with her?
Permanently placed. Goes to school with her, lives with her, and has helped transform her life. And that, to me, is another launched hero. So that's what dogs can do. And that was just the dog.
It's a great story, Joe. I love that story.
It's pretty beautiful, isn't it? Love your dogs today, guys.
Absolutely. Love them every day.
Love them every day.
A little bit extra today.
But especially today.
I should ask you, is it just in Australia we celebrate this, or is it a worldwide thing?
This is a day that's just in Australia.
Okay.
But there are some other special days that are international, which we'll talk about as we go on.
Good on you, Joe. And next Saturday, Daniel's going to be here. So be nice to him.
I hope you have a good break.
Thank you. You have to be very nice to Daniel. He'll be in the chair next.
I will be very nice to Daniel.
Good on you, Joe. That was Joe from Righteous Pups. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au, so the dog spot page. Up next, we'll look at Lost and Found.